there are times when a cell phone is just too intrusive and a pager is more appropriate. Pagers can also be more cost-effective. But then there's the dilemma, how do you access your messages privately? Well, if you're prepared to settle for a numeric pager, your search may be over. CPR Technology, a company that's been dealing in the paging industry for well over a decade now, has just released a talking pager. To tell us more about that, I'm joined by Charles Tepper of CPR Technology. Firstly, tell me a little bit about the background to the talking pager technology. Is this something that you have designed specifically for blind people, or has it just turned out that there is a real market in this community for it?
Well, basically, we've been involved in the paging scene since 1987, doing a variety of different things from retail sales to engineering of parts, components, repairs, maintenance. And we've had calls for the item on many, many occasions. We work hand in hand with many a manufacturer over in Asia. So this basically is a standard pager that's been modified for us to build this from the ground up would just be a unfeasible thing to do. So we basically work with a company over in Asia which we're very, very close with.
Is this pager completely accessible in the sense that it's possible to set the menus up and everything as a blind person, or is it merely the output of the paging material that's accessible?
The only thing that's really not accessible in terms of functions is that when you set the time, when you're incrementing the digits, it won't give you a audible feedback while it's incrementing them. But that's only when you're setting the time. Once the time has been set, it's set, and there's no real need to do that again. Everything else is fully accessible.
So run down for us some of the features that make this talking pager particularly noteworthy.
Well, the fact that it does enunciate any received message. It's not a talking pager in the sense that you hear a real-time voice message like a voicemail message like the old type of pagers. Basically, it's like a numeric pager except for the fact that it will enunciate the received numeric message followed by the time and the day it was received. And you can scroll through the various memories, and you can actually hear every single message that has been stored in its memory. It also has a talking clock on demand. You hit the right button, and it'll speak the time at any given point. It also has a built-in auto dialer so that you can scroll to the appropriate memory and then hit the center button, and it will emit DTMF touch tones. So you would hold the pager up to a phone, and it would dial out whatever stored numeric message is in that particular memory slot. So it can be used as a phone book dialer as well.
Now, I seem to have bypassed the pager era and gone to a cell phone without having a look at a pager, but it seems to me that there are two distinct types of pager around these days. One that uses a message service where a kind of text message appears to get relayed, and the other one where it's all automated and the caller dials a number and types in a number that is of somehow significant to them. Either it's a three-digit code that's been agreed on, or it's a complete telephone number. And yours caters to that latter market, is that correct?
Correct. You're referring to a numeric pager versus an alphanumeric pager. This basically, when you call up your pager number, every pager has its unique access number, be it a local phone number in your city or a 800 number. The party would call that number. They would either hear a beep, 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 or they would hear a verbal greeting. If a person has voicemail, and then they would be prompted to either leave a voicemail message or to enter your numeric message or code after the tone, in which case you would hang up, and then a minute or less later, your pager would go off or vibrate, whichever the case might be, and then you'd be able to audibly hear that numeric message or code or phone number.
So in this talking pager, how much flexibility is there over the way that a user is alerted? Are there different ringer tones, vibration options, for instance?
Well, you have a choice of either going into the silent mode, which of course is our equivalent of a vibration mode, or you can put it into the alert mode, and you have a choice of around 20 different tones.
I presume you would have to purchase the pager, and then you would subscribe to a service. Is that how it works?
Correct. There are two aspects. There is the hardware aspect, and then there is a service aspect. The pager typically retails for $89, and then we have service plans, which start at $8.99 a month. And we have coverage all over the U.S., and we can assign a local telephone number in virtually any city anywhere in the USA. We also have various coverage plans. We have local coverage. We have statewide coverage and nationwide coverage. We also have international coverage as well. We have coverage in most of South America, Caribbean, Canada. So the coverage is quite extensive indeed.
So if somebody rang the local number that was assigned to them and then they were in another country or another state, would their page reach them?
The answer is it depends on the service level that the pager user has opted for. If the pager user has opted for international coverage, and if they are in Costa Rica or Colombia, and the local number was called, yes, they would get the page there. Absolutely, yes.
What's the speech like? I mean, I realize the speech is sometimes quite subjective, and one person's great speech is another person's horrible speech, but how would you describe the nature of the speech on the pager?
The pager is very, very small. The pager is the same size as a Motorola Express pager. In fact, it's patterned after that. So it's no larger than a regular pager, and it is the same appearance as that particular model as well, and it uses a AAA battery. Now, that being said, because of its small size, it does have a very small speaker. It's 20 centimeters in diameter. And for a speaker of that size, it's really very, very usable.
So we've talked a bit about it now, but I understand you have a talking pager with you, so maybe you can give us a bit of an audio demo of how it actually works.
Okay. The pager I have in my hands now has about two or three calls or messages which have been stored, and there are three buttons which are on the pager. When I hit the left button, every time I hit the left button, it'll scroll through the next message. What you'll hear is the message number, followed by the actual message, followed by the time and the day it was received. And given that we just test paged it, all of them will be at about 12 a.m., which is what the default time, since the time has not been set yet in the pager. So I'll go ahead and I'll scroll through them now.
Number 3, call 4567891238121A.
And I'll push the button again.
Number 2, call 1234567891212A.
And the last message.
Number 1, call 800155162612A.
Now, if I want to dial that last number. What I did there is that I depressed the center button, and it'll dial out DTMF tones. So after you hear the message, or while it's playing, or 5 seconds after it's finished playing, if you hit that center button and hold it down, it will act as an auto dialer as well. It also, at any point in time, I can either lock a number into memory or unlock it. So what I'll do is I'll play a message, and I'll lock the number in.
Number 3, call 4, message lock.
Now I'll unlock it.
Message lock.
And then lock it again. So I can toggle that message into the lock mode or the unlock mode. And what that'll do is that if you lock a message into memory, that message will not be overwritten. There are 16 memory slots. So if you get a lot of pages, this will prevent that particular number from being overwritten. And that's important because many times you'll want to, let's say, page yourself with your own home number or your business number or friends' numbers, lock that number into memory, and then use the auto dialer to dial that number so it can serve as a phone book as well.
Is there any plan for an alphanumeric pager to be released that's similar?
Well, we have a block diagram, but that won't be implemented in terms of a prototype for quite some time. It'll take us a good deal of time to recoup our investment on the numeric side, and so we would like to see what the demand is first before we venture on to products such as that.
Is this targeted specifically at the blind community, or do you see that there might be others outside of the blind community who may find this kind of a tool useful?
Well, this pager is a full-function display pager, it can be used by a sighted person. Every function is available on the display as well as a voice prompt as well. So it's kind of a nifty novelty item for those which are sighted, but it's primarily geared to the visually impaired. And again, this is a product which originally was designed for sighted people, and we basically modified it for use with the visually impaired.
Have you been reasonably pleased with the response that you've received to it so far? For how long have you had it on the market now?
Response has been excellent. In fact, we sold not an awful lot. We have maybe 50 or so out there now. Those who have the product love the product. We haven't had a single return because it didn't do what we said it would. There's a 30-day return on the product, on the service. So we have complete confidence that it'll meet everybody's needs.
And you have a website that has the online user manual, so people can actually take a look at that and see how it works in practice before they purchase. And what other material do you have on there?
Well, the website name, as you probably know, is talkingpager.com. That's a work in progress. That site's been up now for about a month, and we're adding to it. Eventually, you'll be able to download audio files so that you'll be able to hear the full pager demo as well. That's not available yet, but it will be. But yes, you're right. You can download user guide. You can download rate plans. There's also a new page that will be added that will go into how to use the special options such as the voicemail option, what the prompts are, how to retrieve your messages, how to record a personal greeting, as well as how to change your coverage area. Those that have nationwide coverage or international coverage, it goes through how to change your coverage from state to state or from country to country. So that will also be up on the website in the next few days.
Do you also envisage a time when people will be able to purchase the product itself online and have it shipped to them?
We don't anticipate a full e-commerce site because it's a very service-oriented product, and there are always questions. So we prefer to handle those on a one-to-one basis.
If people want to purchase the product then, as a result of hearing it demonstrated, what's the best way to proceed?
Well, they can call our 800 number, which is 877-277-5237. That's the best way, or they can go up to talkingpager.com and they can give us an email and then we'll give them a call back.
Well, wish you all the best of luck. You're not by chance looking at accessible cell phones as well, are you, which is a big bone of contention in the blind community at the moment?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but our forte has been paging, and it's been like that for the past 13 years, and that's what we know best, so we're not really going to delve into anything else unless this proves to be a well-liked and purchased product.
Tremendous. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, and all the best with the Talking Pager. It's great that there's a company out there in the mainstream that's interested enough to make a product like this, so I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us on.